This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Kyle Palmer. So we're past the primary election in Kansas, and it's time to start looking forward to the general election this November. And one thing seems to be clear, conservatives are losing their grip on the state legislature. Moderates ousted about 20 conservatives on primary night, but a new analysis by KCUR's election unit shows a lot of competitive races between Republicans and Democrats. Here to talk about all of that is KCUR's Sam Zeff. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, first, this was work done by you and some other people in-house here at KCUR. Tell us the criteria that you used to judge whether a race was competitive or not.
So we used three criteria. First, did the challenger have at least $10,000 in the bank, cash on hand, at the previous reporting period, which ended on July 21st? Did Paul Davis, the Democrat who ran for governor 2 years against 2 years ago against Sam Brownback, or Obama win that district 2 years ago? And if Brownback did win that district, did he win by 50% or less? If a race met either of those three criteria, we judged it to be a swing district.
So it seems like you're looking at both fundraising capability as well as past performance of Democrats in those particular districts.
Right. $10,000 seems to be the floor that a competitive candidate needs to buy yard signs, palm cards as they knock on doors, at least one decent postcard dropping. So that money, and then is it a swing district, seems to be the factors that most observers believe plays into whether or not it is a competitive race.
So based on that criteria, how many races between Republicans and Democrats come November are competitive?
A lot. So there are 12 competitive Senate races we've judged across Kansas, 20 in the House, with maybe five more of those House races on the bubble.
Give us briefly some historical context. Is that a lot for Kansas?
It has been in the last few years. So I think that we're seeing, and what we saw this year, is that for the first time in many years, Democrats are fielding a candidate in every one of the 40 Senate districts in Kansas. So to have so many competitive races, especially after the ouster of so many moderates and the domination of conservatives over the last 4 to 6 years, I think this is a significant number of competitive races.
Give us a couple of races you're watching from around the metro area.
Yeah, so here in Johnson County in the Senate, I'm looking at the Mary Pilcher Cook, Vicky Hyatt Senate race in Shawnee. Pilcher Cook, very conservative, does have a 5-to-1 fundraising advantage, but Brownback barely won that district 2 years ago. Hyatt is a former teacher. This is a year of education. So I think that is a race that we're going to be watching very closely. In the House around here, I'm looking at the Amanda Grossroad, Cindy Holscher race in Johnson County. That's also a swing district. Brownback lost 2 years ago.
What other factors are in play here?
Well, there's the Brownback's awful approval ratings right now. He's hovering probably at just around a 20% approval rating. Just a few days ago, he gave an interview at KCPT where he said that the primary election result was not a repudiation of his policies. He blamed the media. And that doesn't ring true with John Rubin. He's a conservative state representative from Shawnee. He's not seeking re-election this year.
I think you'd have to be, frankly, in a state of denial to not recognize that the governor's policies, again, those that I agree with, those that I don't, but the governor's policies were front and center in many of those races.
And then what about the Trump effect? We've heard so much of that from the national level.
Yeah, that's a real wild card, Kyle. Will Trump at the top of the ticket press down so far into legislative races? And right now it's a little too early to say, but there is that possibility. It's a real wild card. I called up Patrick Miller. He's a poli-sci professor at KU. You may have heard him election night on our broadcast team. I wanted to see what he thought about the Trump effect.
If you have a race that's decided by a couple of percentage points, where literally probably everything that happened mattered because the race was so close, then, you know, Trump could have an effect.
And Kyle Miller goes on to say that Trump could cause Republicans to stay home, or he might energize Democrats who might sit out an election to come out and vote in November.
And listeners listening to this right now, where can they read about this?
We have a much deeper analysis at kcur.org.
That's KCUR's education reporter, Sam Zeff. He also specializes in Kansas politics. Thanks so much, Sam.
My pleasure.